The following program may contain content that your kids would love to hear, but you may not want them to.
Ladies and gentlemen, my mother thanks you, my father thanks you, my sister thanks you, my mother thanks you, my mother thanks you, my sister thanks you, my father thanks you, my sister thanks you, my mother thanks you, my mother thanks you, my father thanks you, my mother thanks you, my mother thanks you, my sister thanks you, my father thanks you, my sister thanks you, my mother thanks you, my mother thanks you, my father thanks you. My mother thanks you. My mother thanks you. My sister thanks you. My father thanks you. My mother thanks you. My sister thanks you. My father thanks you. My mother thanks you. My sister thanks you. My mother thanks you. My mother thanks you. My father thanks you. My sister thanks you. My mother thanks you. My mother thanks you. My sister thanks you. My father thanks you. My sister thanks you. And I thank you.
Let me have the mask. There. It fits perfectly. Good job, Tonto.
Here, hat. Me wash in stream. Dry in sun. Make whiter.
Thanks, Tonto.
Here, gun to kill bad men.
I'm not going to do any killing.
You'll not defend yourself?
Oh, I'll shoot if I have to. But I'll shoot the wound, not to kill. A man must die. It's up to the law to decide that. Not the person behind a six-shooter.
That's right, Kemosabe.
Well, there's just one more thing to be done.
What's that?
Dig another grave. Out there.
Who that for?
That'll be my grave.
There. Just like others.
That's good. Only you, Tano, know I'm alive. To the world, I'll be buried here, beside my brother and my friends, forever.
You all alone now, last man. You are a Lone Ranger.
Yes, Tano, I am a Lone Ranger.
Kemosabe, me help you fight outlaw.
But Tano, don't you have a family? Anyone?
No, me lone like you. Me want law here too, for all.
All right, Tonto. You'll be a lot of help. We'll ride together.
Me glad, Kemosabe.
Cover, Tonto.
Yeah. What?
That's Cotolo over there. You know what I mean?
That Cotolo over there.
Oh, God.
nothing wrong with your computer. We control the bitrate. We control the sound card. We can make it louder or softer. We can shrink your browser or browse your shrinker. You enter this theater at your own risk. We are not responsible for any injuries incurred while you listen, and we give you fair warning that anything you hear may be held against you. Philosophical entertainment and irrelevant irreverence. Netzerati couple surface, netaholics, infomaniacs. Time for Big Show. Your Tonto Joke Companion with me, Frankie Tolan, coming up right here shortly, Mr. Thomas J. Asafino, Cthulhu Chronicles Y2K plus 13. Let's go. Ice cap to ice cap, from Hamlet to city, from Othello and into every bordello. It is I, Frank Cotolo, only half of tonight's honored, I don't know if I'm honored. What am I doing? I'm going into that radio broadcasting school stuff. Let's call Mr. Savino and get him on this show. Let's see if he's going to be on video, even though, yes, are you? No.
Yes.
Oh, you're not.
No.
On?
Can you hear me?
Yeah. But when I do a call, I guess I have to do a video call. Otherwise, I can't see you.
Remember the last time we...
You did that too before?
We had that problem.
Well, why don't I end the call? You call me back right now with the video.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
Okay. Thomas Savino calling us right back because he's on the show. It's a Cthulhu Savino Cthulhu Chronicles. We have... we have some stuff for you. Here we go. I think that's you right there.
There it is.
How do you know? You can see yourself? Is that it? Is that why?
I can see myself.
Okay, so then you know.
But I know. I don't have to.
No, but it's good for me to see you, though. It's good to see you there.
It's good to see your icon.
An icon, believe me. I don't... It was easier this way, but did you happen to hear the you didn't hear any of the beginning of the show, though, right? You didn't hear the collage because you waited?
No.
Right, because you
did
couldn't get on there. I'm going to play a little bit of this part because this, of course, has everything to do with it. And I don't know the last time you actually heard the voice of Jay Silverheels doing Tonto. But this
was a long time ago.
Okay,
I did see the current movie, and of course that was Johnny Depp. But Jay Silverheels, no, I haven't heard in a long time.
Well, I don't. I saw only bits of the movie, and you can tell us more about the new movie.
Okay.
But I want you to hear this because I just could not stop laughing. It's way beyond. It's way beyond as bad as you remember it. You know what I mean? Listen,
okay.
This is from, and I played it during the collage. I'm going to play it again here for you people, and we'll talk over it. This is from the initial Lone Ranger TV show episode. This is when he became the Lone Ranger, okay? Here it comes.
There, face wounds all healed now. Let me have the mask.
Can you hear it?
Yes.
Okay. There, it fits perfectly.
Yeah.
Good job, Tonto.
Your hat, me washing stream, dry and sun, make fighter.
Thanks, Tonto.
Your gun to kill bad men.
I'm not going to do any killing.
You will not defend yourself?
Oh, I'll shoot if I have to. But I'll shoot the wound, not to kill. A man must die, it's up to the law to decide that.
Oh, sure.
Not the person behind a six-shooter.
That's right, Kimosabe.
Well, there's just one more thing to be done.
What that?
Dig another grave.
What that? He can't even put a contraction. What's that?
Who that for?
That'll be my grave.
Now, Tonto gives him his name. I don't remember this. But here comes. original TV thing.
There, just like others.
That's good. Only you, Tano, know I'm alive. To the world, I'll be buried here, beside my brother and my friends, forever.
You all alone now, last man. You are a Lone Ranger.
Yes, Tano, I am a Lone Ranger.
Kimosabe. He ate a duck.
Me help you fight outlaw.
But Tano, sir, don't you have a family? Anyone?
No. Me lone like you.
We want law here too, for all. All right, Tano. You'll be a lot of help. We'll ride together.
Me glad, Kimosabe. Me fight good for you.
Okay. me lone.
Well, that was great. Yeah.
Me lone like you. Me, not alone.
Alone like you.
And he didn't say, he said, you're Lone Ranger. And then the Lone Ranger says, yeah, I'm the Lone Ranger. He added D. I'm the Lone Ranger.
The Lone Ranger.
Tonto didn't realize that he could put a D.
That's great. Yeah.
So you see, I just want to say to everyone, because everyone knows, they've listened too long to know that there is nothing
sacred.
True.
There's nothing sacred.
We're not. There's nothing derogatory about our laughing at the character doing the template Indian thing, because in a Native American thing, whatever. It's just darn funny, and we're gonna have a lot of fun with this. A lot of people have been asking me, I don't get it, Tonto jokes or something. Before we go into it, why don't you tell us, and anybody who hasn't seen the movie now, Tonto as portrayed by Johnny Depp, because I heard he paid homage to Jay Silverheels and talking like that and everything. What did he do that was any different than the template Tonto?
He pretty much was the same character in the sense of the speaking, the way he spoke. He did speak the same way with the broken English. It was pretty true to the first episode. I'd never heard the first episode until you just played it. But the movie, Johnny Depp as Tonto does give the Lone Ranger his name. There's a, you know, they add some humor in it, like Kimosabe in the current movie, mm-hmm. Kimosabe means wrong brother.
Oh, so they made that up though, because no one ever really. I don't know where the writers got it, but no one ever really said. Matter of fact, there were jokes based on that. You know, what does Kimosabe mean? Or Tonto, or, you know, Lone Ranger shot Tonto because he found out what Kimosabe meant.
There
were things like that, you know.
Now, you know, Johnny Depp is part Native American, although I keep reading conflicting things. Cherokee and some other tribe, nobody's sure, but he is part Native American.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I would imagine that would be a good thing for a public relations guy might have brought that up. Said, hey, let's say he's part Native American. That'll
clear things up.
Because, you know, nothing works. You know, when the truth when the truth isn't exciting, then print the legend. And he gave some kind of profits or something to some Native American.
Oh, he did?
I didn't
know that.
Something went on with it also, because he felt a little bad about doing it. But now, I found it interesting also in the original character that he just, Tonto, don't you have a family? There's no family. He doesn't even explain it. He's a member of an Indian tribe. How can he have no family?
Well, you know, he was in the movie, the current movie. He is he goes back to his tribe, but he had been ostracized. He had been banished from the tribe. So, in that sense, you know, it does fit with the story as well.
And they wouldn't have done that in the 50s, though. They would have never said. You know, they would have been as derogatory as possible using the template Native American, you know, Indian, Jay Silverheels, who was, by the way, you know, Native American. Although at the time he said,
actually, you know, he was Canadian Mohawk.
Well, that's, you know, I mean, the French and Indian Wars there, so they had plenty of Indians.
Yes.
Okay, Canada, they had plenty. He was Mohawk.
Yes, he was Mohawk.
So
he was. Now, you met him, didn't you?
Well, no, I knew of him back in the old days because he was a horse, turned out to be, he was a horse trainer. He's into racehorses.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And harness racing and had many horses. And there is a horse named after him. A horse that is a sire now, and it was a racehorse called Hi-Ho Silverheels. And he raced until he was very, very old. And then he went. Now, Clayton Moore, who played the Tarzan in the Tarzan. Listen to me. Well, you know, I said that because, not just because of the T, but Tarzan also suffers from the same language barrier.
Same, ESL problems here.
Why? I can't figure out why in Africa, where there was Tarzan, and why in, I guess, America, and wherever mm-hmm. else there was Native Americans. What was the deal with verbs? Oh, no, wait. It's pronouns. I mean, what happened? What do you think happened? How could that?
They lost the lesson on conjunctions and transitional words.
Yeah, I don't understand. I don't understand how that became a thing with people who could. Because I know, and you know, we've met people who come from other countries and have, you called it broken English before, but it's not broken. It's just. It's just stupid English. I mean, they don't speak like that. Yeah. They have is and are. They don't. I mean, like an Italian came. My grandfather came over as a kid, and you know, he didn't go. He didn't say this country great so far. What, you know? I don't get it. I don't know. But anyway, it's all part of the charm. And
there would be no Tonto jokes. If he didn't have this grammar problem,
they wouldn't be near as funny. Now I don't know where they originated. I tried, I looked up, and I couldn't find out anything about them, the Tonto joke, and a mm-hmm. lot of people out there. I mean, we're really bringing this. You know, we're digging up a lot of bones with this thing because the Tonto jokes were pretty much dead. But now that there is a Tonto, and remember there are people out there seeing the Lone Ranger who never saw. The TV series, don't know anything about, that's their Tonto. Johnny Depp is their Tonto.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So what we're bringing up, some stuff that, and you may wonder if Johnny Depp even knows Tonto jokes. I think he'd love them. He'd love them, I think.
I think so, yeah.
Okay, well, why don't you, Tom.
We'll try to work that out. Maybe he'll, you know, be maybe, on the next show.
Yeah, maybe we can get a hold of Johnny. Stranger things have happened. Now, what is let's tell everyone before we start going into constructing these things and teaching you how to do them, because it's hilarious. And this is a party game. I'm telling you, if you get into this, and it also is very good because your mind has to work as you're telling them. But we're gonna, because Tonto speaks like this, the Tonto and Tonto jokes has only one difference, and that difference is that. The Tonto and the Tonto jokes. I'm sorry. The Tonto and the Tonto jokes only responds to anybody using proper names.
You're right. That's the whole premise of this. Yeah. Proper names and you know, famous names.
Celebrity names. Are you just not, you can't.
Yeah. Celebrity names.
Yeah. Yeah. And our Tonto and the Tonto jokes. Always starts with the famous Indian sound. Anyway, you want to do that? Because that's
in the cave now.
Oh wow, he went in the cave there.
Oh, he's out of the cave now.
And then he answers in proper names. So Tonto can't say, Tonto, go to bathroom. He's not like the Tonto.
Right.
So the Tonto joke consists of asking a question
so that
Tonto can answer it, so that he can answer it using a proper name. Tom has written something. We're going to construct them. We're going to do them as we go along here.
Yeah.
And we're going to come up with them, and then we hope you'll work at them at your own end. You work backwards on this. It's like sometimes you write a poem backwards so that you can, you know, get the get where you're going, where you've gone. And that's the thing with Tonto jokes. You really have to think of a name that's going to work. So you have to have the answer first. Otherwise, you can't have the question.
Right.
Now, that's what really was, you know, it was striking me last night because I was just cracking up thinking about this. Not only does this character only speak in proper names, okay? But everything everyone asks him has to, in other words, no one can say, look out, Tonto. You know, a horse is running toward you. I mean, how does he answer? You can't. You've got to ask Tonto only these questions. It's in the question that this becomes an amalgamation of madness.
And the questions start to become very elaborate, complex questions. Sometimes it's funnier just to hear the question.
Well, I think that to me is the joke. I mean, the punchline is the punchline, but, it's never as funny as coming up with. You know what it's like? It's like the Aristocrats, the famous Aristocrats joke. Did you ever see the Aristocrats?
Me no see Aristocrats. No.
Anyway, it's not the punchline. It's how you get there. I'll talk to you about that off mic or what have you. We'll get you. Right. You've got to see the Aristocrats if you haven't seen the Aristocrats. And here's so Tom is going to give us a simple one. Tom's going to introduce you now to Tonto jokes, and we're going to engage in doing that here on this Y2K Plus 13, July 11th, Cotolo Chronicles, a Savino Cotolo Chronicles. So, Tom, start everyone off with a very simple one.
Okay, this is a simple one. All right, okay. Tonto, what do they call that famous entrance? What do they call that famous entranceway covered with the front of baseball caps?
And don't answer. I was like, "What?" Let's go over the question here again.
Now,
also, you're doing it, and we can do it a couple of ways. You're doing it as if you're asking Tonto that.
Right, there's something like that, or something.
And the other ones are,
what did Tonto say?
Yes, that's the one.
The classic one.
Yes.
I think.
What did Tonto say when someone asked him? So give the question again, and remember, you know that the answer, whatever Tonto's going to say, is the name of a celebrity. Go ahead, give the question again, Tom.
Okay. What do they call that famous entranceway covered with the front of baseball caps? Bill Gates.
Okay. I should have got... Ray is funny. That's very funny.
Hey, Ray. How you doing?
Bill Gates. You get it? Okay, you got it. The very simple one. Now I think... give me another really simple one. You have another really simple one?
This is a simple one. All right. Tonto.
You want to do it that way? Go ahead. I don't. Hold on. Go ahead.
I like that Tonto's here with us, you know. Tonto, which one of the transsexual... Let me get serious here.
This is a simple one, remember.
It is.
To show you how they can get more complicated. Go ahead.
All right. Tonto, which one of the transsexuals, Mary or Kate, will sing like Mr. Como?
Which one of the transsexuals, Mary or Kate, will sing like Mr. Como? Wait a second. Which one of the transsexuals? All the clues are there.
Right.
So there are transsexuals.
It's calling Mary and Kate transsexuals?
Mary and Kate are transsexuals. Which of the... Mary, Perry? Perry, Mary... Kate T. Perry?
Kate E. Perry.
Oh, wait, he didn't get that one. Why didn't he get that one? We got it. Kate... Which one will speak, Kate or Mary? Now you did
Mary or Kate.
You did something there that I don't usually do. You gave the actual
That on a scale of 1 to 5, that's like maybe 1.5.
Yeah, that's Tonto 0.1 there. Tonto joke 0.1. You didn't get that one? Kate would sing like Perry. Kate T. K.T. Perry. Which sing like Perry.
I thought it said sing like Mr.
Como. Sing like Mr. Como, because his name
like
is
Mr.
Perry.
Como.
Yeah, yeah. Mr. His name is Perry Como, the singer. Oh, you see, now here's the deal. This brings up something interesting, and I was doing this yesterday when I was trying to think of names. It dawned on me. I said, oh my goodness, I'm going to have to come up with some names of celebrities that people know, younger mm-hmm. people know.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, you know, they don't know it. Not that makes it any funnier, because I think the very concept of going up to the Native American named Tonto and asking him, which of these two transsexuals, why would you... You can see the absurdity in this joke and why it's so funny. Of all the people to ask which two,
that, you know, that's to me that was the funny part.
It
know?
Is
like somebody
it
asking, "Hey, which one of those? What bizarre scenario is this where you have a Mohawk Indian and a couple of transsexuals?"
Well, not just that. There's like a couple of people hanging around, and they're looking at the transsexuals they know are going to sing this Perry Como song, and they're going, well, "I don't know which one is going to. Let's ask Tonto." You know,
he'll know. Tonto knows, man.
K.T. Perry. My God, where's that coming from? It's like an old smoker's cough, and I haven't smoked in years. Okay, now what I did was I just wrote names down and had some things in my head mm-hmm. because what I wanted to do, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to try to create the joke. I think this is what's really funny. You remember. We used to do this between classes in college, sitting, having coffee.
Or even during classes.
And even during
classes. Yes.
And even during classes, yes. Sitting around thinking, boy. Okay. Only Tom would understand that. But anyway, let's not get esoteric here.
Philosophy teacher.
Let's figure out. I want to figure out this one. Now, I'm going to do one here that I think everyone would know. I didn't write these down. I didn't in my head. So I'm gonna fumble a bit as I get the clues out, and then I'll say the whole thing. So follow me up with this here, Tom.
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What did Tonto say had to be done with the man who owned the tool that pounded nails? What did Tonto say had to be done for the man who had the tool that pounds nails so that he would make it into a weapon of mass destruction? Okay, here we go. Here's the question. And it has to be...
Okay.
It has to be... Well, you're going to get it. It has to be the name. You have to figure out the name of the celebrity Tonto would answer for. Again, what? Now, all the clues are here. What did Tonto mm-hmm. say, which was a name? What did Tonto say needed to be done to the tool that the man that pounded in the nails owned by a man
mm-hmm.
so that it also was... it also had became a weapons of mass destruction.
Arm and hammer.
Close. He almost had it. Arm me hammer.
Arm me hammer. Very good. Arm me hammer.
Arm me, and he,
that's good.
Listen, it's loud. He's laughing. He arm me hammer.
It is. So it's, hey, you know, that's like a combination Tonto Popeye joke.
Oh, no, let's not get into Popeye. See, I have to ask it here.
Arm me.
Arm. I like to really okay. overemphasize. Arm me hammer. And of course, Arm me hammer is the guy who plays the Lone Ranger.
Plays the Lone Ranger.
That's when I heard his name. And I kept saying, who is the guy? Who plays him? Who plays him? Because Johnny Depp got all the press, you know. And when I saw his name, it just hit. When I saw his name,
it was the Tonto joke.
It hit me. The man was named that. Maybe his parents knew Tonto jokes.
Let's get it. We need an actor who can get a good Tonto joke out of it.
So there, I made.
I wrote one for him too.
Oh, okay. Oh, but now we know the answer. But here's.
We already know the
okay,
answer.
Okay. Well, then we could all go at the end. But you go. Give us the question that you asked Tonto.
Tonto. If the Air Force were a nail, then what would the infantry be? Army Hammer.
Army Hammer. You didn't know him. Army Hammer.
Army Hammer.
Arm. Now, it was what's funny about that, too, is that suddenly he doesn't use I. He's saying that the guy will say arm me hammer, not arm my hammer.
Right.
Because he's got to get the name in there. Arm, yeah. Arm me hammer. So you see, you can make a couple of words out of the name. It doesn't have to be exactly the name.
Yes. Yeah.
As in, what did the very famous one, of course, that we mentioned 100 times. I think I mentioned, but nobody understood what I was talking about. Now you're getting the gist of these Tonto jokes. What did the... pallbearers do to the President of the United States after, we had his number, I don't know, what did the pallbearers do to the President whose first name was Ulysses when he died and they brought him to his grave?
Cary Grant.
That's probably, famous. Now, they can't see that they're carrying the body. Hey, Tonto, what are they doing to that body? The absurdity of this has many levels, and that's what makes it truly funny. And also, I am not putting it on when I start laughing, trying to put together these jokes.
It's actually, I got into this. I wrote like 85 of these things.
Really? You wrote a bunch of them now.
And it's like, I really got into it. It's kind of addicting.
Okay, well, give a couple. Since you are so well prepared, and I'll be thinking of some more, why don't you...
Okay.
And the more complicated, I think, the funnier. Even though you've written them down, they'll still be complicated.
All right, here's one.
Here's another Tonto joke, written and performed by Tom Savino here at Cadola Comics.
Thank you very much. Tonto... When choosing girls named Jen. Now this is also one where I sort of already give the name.
Okay.
When choosing girls named Jen, which one would you avoid if you love candy coming out of a dispenser?
Which would? Wait a second.
When choosing girls named Jen, Tonto, which one would you avoid if you love candy coming out of a dispenser?
If you love candy coming out of a... Jen? Wow. If you love candy... Jen, now you're going to think of someone... that's not Jennifer Lopez. Jennifer... Which one would you avoid? Jen...
You said it. Yeah, that's it.
It's Jennifer Lopez.
Jennifer
Lopez. Oh, God. Pez. Of course, Pez. Yes, we can turn Tom up here. Let me turn you up here. Ray wants to hear him. Let's see. Give me a little Tom there now. Let me hear him.
Oh, you need a voice level or something?
Just want to put you up a little louder here. Ding. There he is. There's Tom.
Yeah, here I am.
I got you.
All right. Why, did I go or something?
No.
Okay.
They want to hear you here in the studio. They.
Oh, it's in the studio. Okay.
It's just, we got the monitor up there. Okay. Now,
Jennifer Lopez.
I want to mention to anybody who right now has, I don't know if anybody's going to do this because I don't know, you can't just use your phone like you use a... like you use Skype. That's why calling in here is so tough. But some people who do know my email, either way, if you got one or if you want us to try to come up with a Tonto joke by giving us a celebrity, and boy, that could be hard. That could take the whole show. Then write it in or email me, and we'll see if you have a Tonto joke that you know. Or if you have any questions about how to do this, Now's the time to do it. Because yeah, this is a topic. You realize we've only been on 36 minutes. This is the entire deal here. Okay, Tonto jokes, and Ray says he has one.
Okay,
let's see if he has absorbed the form, and that if you've learned the forming. Okay, Ray, go.
Tonto.
Yes.
Wait.
Wait a second. Yes? Is that what Tonto? He doesn't even say that.
Me, Tonto.
No. What? I don't know. Does he say what? Good.
Tonto, which Jennifer would you want to defend you in a court trial case for her notorious rants?
Which Jennifer would you like
to defend you?
Defend you in.
With her notorious rants.
Now we're trusting that you've done this correctly. So he's given away the first name, so it's not that complicated.
Yeah.
Jennifer. Okay. Now you know how to go. You know what you got to do, right? Okay. Well, let's have him answer. Here's the answer.
Jennifer Lawrence.
Jennifer Lawrence. Okay, now why is that?
Jennifer Lawrence.
Why is that weird? Low rants? Rants? Oh, you tried. You gave away both of them. I'm afraid we're going to have to give you a D on that one. Except Tom's the teacher. Except your was good. I like that.
That was good. I have a lawyer one too.
You got a lawyer? Okay, give us. You'll get it better, Tom. Remember, Ray, you have to think, and everyone out there, you have to think of the name first and be able. Make sure you're able to pull it off with all the clues, and the better, the least, the clues that you give without using any of the words in the name are the best. Go ahead, Tom. Here's a lawyer one from Tom.
Tonto, what defense did the man's divorce lawyer use to sway guilt away from his client and onto his client's wife?
Wow, there's no clue at all. They have a name. What? Give it to us again. Now, I never get this once. You never do it once.
What defense did the man's divorce lawyer use to sway guilt away from his client and onto his client's wife?
To sway guilt from him? I can't even hear a name in there. Wow. That's I'm going to do you have, I have go ahead.
Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga?
Lady Gaga.
Which lady? Wait a second. I'm confused at this one, Tom.
Okay.
I don't get this. Wait, I'm confused. Now, why don't you take it apart? That way anybody else who is confused will understand it. Go ahead. No, we got to learn how to do it. Defense, right.
What defense did the man's lawyer give to sway guilt away from his client? See, Tonto is saying, you know, my client's all right. It's the lady is the woman, the wife is crazy. See?
Oh, Lady Gaga. Now I would have used Gaga. Does Gaga mean crazy?
Yeah, I've heard it. Yes.
What are you, Gaga? Really? Because that's what threw me. Because Gaga, I would have done that. I would have done that one. And of course, from person to person, if you give them the name, nobody's going to come up with the same question as Tonto.
Right. No. You could come up with, infinite variety.
I would have done that. Now, here's, I'm going to construct one here now.
All right.
What did Tonto say when they asked him what he would do to the woman, the legally aged woman? The woman of what would you do to the legally aged woman if she was dressed up and only spoke like a baby?
Okay, go ahead.
Well, it's Lady Gaga.
Okay. Yeah.
That's how I would have done that one.
All right.
So he's saying that's what he would do, Lady Gaga.
Late.
But of course, why would they ask him that question if they know? Because, I mean, what does Tonto do for a living? Does anybody know? I mean, if he's this guy
he is very informative, personal. He gives a lot of information.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Go ahead. What? Get another one or what? What? Should I just give one?
Should I just do one? Or?
Well, I think we've shown a couple of things here now. For you people taking notes, quick, write this down. Use your Curtolo Chronicles notebook. To do a Tonto joke, the elements, because we are the Tonto joke companion here. To do a Tonto joke, you must give all the clues. It's best to give clues that do not include any of the words or parts of words of the names.
Yeah, that's...
The answer has to be a name, and you could do it either one. You could say, what did Tonto say, as if you're talking to someone else, or you could do it as if you're talking to Tonto and actually do it like it's live. Like it's like you're talking.
I was just reading one of them.
one of the questions.
I wrote it somewhere. I mean, the question alone is just...
Well, the questions are the best, and the more complicated they get, the better. So the longer the name, the more you got to try to. And sometime after a while, I got one. Go ahead. You do. I'm gonna work this one out while you do another one. Go ahead.
Okay. Here's one. Tonto, what title did the Queen bestow upon the greatly charitable lesbian actress?
Is that it?
Wow. Yes.
He's got this down to a science. You know what he has done? He's compressed them. It's like he's like taking this analog. It's like if a Tonto joke were analog, Tom has digitalized it. He has streamlined it. Let me hear it again. Give me a shot on that because I was just thinking. Go ahead again. The Tonto question.
What title did the Queen bestow upon the greatly charitable lesbian actress?
Tonto.
Ellen DeGeneres.
Did you know that one, Ray? No. Ellen
DeGeneres.
That was the title. And right? Here's Ellen DeGeneres. Very good. Ellen DeGeneres. Okay. Now, here's one here. What did Tonto say, okay, now I'm trying to get this one little piece of this. Okay, I'll tell you what I'll do. Okay, and I'll do it. What did Thomas say? Bill.
Don't you mean Tonto?
What did I say? Thomas?
Thomas.
I said Thomas. Dun, 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 dun. I mean, Thomas the Tank Engine. Tonto the Tank Engine. How about... wait. Here. What did Tonto say Bill was doing with the long-sticked weapon he had in his hand to get the attention of somebody when he could not speak? What did Tonto say Bill was doing with the long stick weapon he had in his hands when Bill himself could not speak to get the attention of other people?
I got it.
You got it. Go.
William Shakespeare.
Shakespeare. Okay. You like that one, William?
That's
Bill.
Good.
See, I said Bill. William Shakespeare. Yeah, it is. I think it's good. You know, the you got to do. You got to do the But as much as you can, or as closely as you can imitate Tonto himself, I think that's good too. Like you just said, William Shakespeare. You could actually say the name as if it is, as if Shakes is the verb and Spears is the noun. this has got to beat the jumble in the newspaper, doesn't it? I mean, isn't this more fun than doing the jumble?
It's very similar mind games going on here with that,
And we can, and you can, and we're giving you this for free. We're not doing this to get you so excited that you buy our new book called "Write a Tonto Joke." we're giving you this. This is our gift to you, so that you could bring it to parties, you could bring it to bars, and all these places you go, and try to come up with these Tonto jokes, and see how much fun you can have. And by the way, the drunker you get, and we can tell you that from experience, the more ridiculous, because you have to, you'll be trying to follow your own train of thought, Right here on Cotola Chronicles with Tom Savino. We could easily do another 50 minutes on this, and we will.
Oh, my goodness.
And we will.
We could go on.
We're going to do one. We'll just have one short break at the top of the hour. And what did I... There's a couple of... Let me see if there's anything... I don't think there's anything else I wanted to say other than we're going to have an announcement about a Tuesday night program coming up shortly that is going to be happening. And we're gonna have that. You all know about Juiced Talk affiliates, and everybody who wants to hear these shows, download them for free. Have them juicedtalk.com, JUICED talk.com. We'll have a run that little ad there at the top of the hour. Plus, what else? Mm-hmm. Tom, you don't have a Facebook page, do you?
No, I don't. However, I do have a Twitter, mm-hmm. and actually I would like people, if you could follow me on Twitter, because I am petitioning the government here in this. Is this an undisclosed location, or can I say where
you
I am?
You can say where you're located.
In Burbank, California. And against fracking. So if you are of the mind to be against fracking, if you were to follow me on Twitter, and I'll give you the link to sign my petition, and it's my Twitter name is TJ Savino at Twitter. That's it, TJ Savino at Twitter. I'd appreciate it if you followed me, and I'll give you the link for the petition. And or if you just want to follow me, hey, follow me. Whatever.
Stalk him.
I appreciate that.
Stalk him. I know I retweet a lot of your stuff here and there because Tom does come up with some funny things. I think I've gotten you some followers.
Yes.
So you can follow Tom. It doesn't cost anything to follow. You can do as many as you want. You can can't you? There's no quota on following. Is there a quota?
No. I don't think so. No,
it's just that you know it's a little weird when you're following what people will follow you though. Is that weird?
I understand the it's like he's following me. I guess I better follow him.
Yeah,
that is
right.
That kind of thing. Yeah. I don't know. I have a bunch of followers. I don't know who they are, but I appreciate their following.
I've told this story before because. We're actually the first show to actually talk about Twitter. I've mentioned that before. I always like to give us credit for that stuff. But what was I going to say about the Twitter? We had the first. But I had a little problem with early on with that Alec Baldwin, who I was following, and he blocked me. Did I tell you this?
No, you never told me that. Alec Baldwin
Alec
blocked you?
Alec Baldwin blocked me, and I think it had to do with the following tweet, which will tell you something weird. I wanted him to follow me. I asked them to follow me, and, the celebrities don't do that. They wanted a billion followers, and if you don't have some kind of a name or anything, they won't follow you, right? But I said, Alec, follow me. He didn't follow me. So I tweeted this to him. And which Baldwin are you?
And then he blocked.
Yeah, he kicked me off. He kicked me off the subscribers list. That's a little revealing, isn't it? Isn't that ridiculous?
Yeah. Well,
that's his brothers, for God's sake.
Did you get General Electric to follow?
Oh yes, I got General Electric. General Electric, listen to this.
Because they block you?
General Electric didn't block me, but I think they started following me based on this. I saw something by General Electric, and I tweeted, and put the at so that it went to them.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, at General Electric. I said, is there a specific electric? Now I got it's almost a Danto joke, right?
Yeah.
I listen to this. They tweeted me, and they went. This was the tweet they sent to me. We see what you did there. I've made tons of fun over the fact that Wheat Thins has a Twitter account. I don't know why that strikes me as very funny. But there was a time when you know there were no, there were only just people, and they were and it was developed for people of similar interests. It was not developed so that people could just go on there and you know, do wisecracks and things and advertisements and stuff. So anyway, so you can follow Tom. It's worth it because what's good.
TJ Savino at Twitter.
Tom is as I, you know, you won't always see jokes and stuff as you like he said. So you know, he's a man of causes, and so you'll want to be if you want to be involved in. You could follow and help him out down with everything, as I say. We'll have to show that video someday. Okay, let's get back to the Tonto jokes, is what we're doing here at Cthulhu Chronicles. Tom has written so many of them. We sure want to get a whole bunch of them in there.
So
learning how to write the Tonto jokes here is another Tonto joke. Tom, take it away.
Okay, here it is. Okay, Tonto, what new religion that we... What new religion that required people to worship his image on the front interior of automobiles?
Oh, go ahead, yeah. Go ahead.
Did the leader of the communist career start? What new religion that required people to worship his image on the front interior of automobiles did the leader of communist Korea start? Tonto?
Communist. What did Tonto answer to that?
Kim Kardashian.
Kardashian. Thank goodness. Now you know. Thank goodness somebody was going to start that religion, otherwise Tonto would never have talked, you know? It's like it's like this. It's like...
That's right, Kemosabe.
Right, Tonto, you think that's correct?
That's right, Kemosabe.
Okay. Another little loop there. Okay, Kim Kardashian, very, very good, very good. I'm still trying to figure out one. can I try one here now? I'm going to try to develop this one here. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. What dirty substance did Tonto tell someone? What action of cleaning? What cleaning action did Tonto tell the maid to perform? What cleaning action did Tonto tell the maid to perform? What cleaning action did Tonto tell the male maid? Okay, it's got to be a male maid. What cleaning action did Tonto tell the male maid to do inside of the Hoff?
It was so weird. I was thinking.
Were you thinking? Okay, hold on.
Inside the what?
Hoff.
My goodness.
Inside the Hoff, the male maid must perform this cleaning action. You know this one?
Yep. I was thinking the exact same person.
You were? Okay, here we're going to see if Ray knows it.
Ray, go ahead.
Whoa, you know it? Hold on. You think you have it?
Does Ray have it?
Yeah, I think Ray has it. Hold on, here it goes.
Dustin Hoffman.
Now, you see, okay, you did it, but you didn't do it. Tonto would say it like this. Dust in Hoffman. You got to say it like a sentence. And don't just say the name. You got to say it like a sentence. So that's the problem. See, now there's a little, take it apart. It's a clean, what cleaning action? Dusting, yeah. Of course.
And I thought, when I was thinking of that person, I had no intention of it turning out exactly like that.
I couldn't think of where, I had to use Hoff. Because I don't know, I was trying, you know, I didn't have enough time to think that one through, but it could have been something.
Talking about a cleaning action, I was instantly surprised that we were thinking the exact same person.
Dust in Hoff, man. See, that's
true. Tonto, should we inject, Tonto,
before you leave. Go ahead.
Tonto, should we inject everyone with anti-too cute serum?
Which, by the way, Tonto, if you haven't read, was in the paper this morning that they invented this. Okay, in case you didn't read it, Tonto. So should we inject
anti-too-cute serum into everyone?
To which Tonto says,
Justin Bieber.
Now, that was cute because it showed that you could use a name as a name, Justin Bieber. Justin Bieber.
Right. Justin
Bieber. What did Tonto say?
Yeah.
What did Tonto say when they asked him if they should spray the trees that were just cut down near the water bed? Uh-huh. Near the water bed. Or should they spray elsewhere in the forest? What did Tonto say?
Did you just do this one?
Yeah, just right on the top of my head now. Now, okay, wait. Let's make it more clear. Let's make it clearer. What did Tonto? Where did Tonto say they should do the spraying? They should do the spraying. Did he say they should do it? Did he say they should do it where the people were setting up camp or where the lumberjacks were chopping down the trees and screaming? near, they were chopping down the trees and screaming near the body of water. Which one did Tonto say?
Is the first part Justin?
Yes.
Okay. Justin Timberlake.
Timberlake.
Very good. Justin Timberlake.
Apparently, when the first name is Justin. Right.
Yeah.
You know, I was batting my brains out, and I still couldn't find a. Wait a second! I just found it. Okay, I'm gonna think of this one while you do the next one. Right. Okay.
You want me to do one?
Yeah.
Okay. Tonto, what factor? I'm not talking to Tonto now, so this is just to be separate. What factor did Tonto say contributed most to heavyweight champ Joe's success? What factor did Tonto say contributed most to heavyweight champ Joe's success?
It's going to be something.
Joe, I got to think of a boxer. Joe Frazier?
Wait, he's a baseball player.
No, he's a baseball player? You say boxer?
Heavyweight champ.
Heavyweight
champ. So it is a boxer, yeah.
So it has to be either Joe Lewis or Joe Frazier. Joe Frazier? There's a whole nother one. I just thought of another one. Joe, what other Joes are there? Joe, okay, Tonto, what did he say to the... Give me the question again. What did Tonto...
What factor did Tonto say contributed most to heavyweight champ Joe's success?
Tonto?
Louis Armstrong.
Louis Armstrong. Very good, very good. Listen, I have an ultimate... An ultimate one
okay.
Right after the 10 o'clock. Anybody wants to go here? Now, you go think of one here right now.
No, I'm already have one. I'll go after you.
You'll go after me. Okay. I have this ultimate one. Last night, it was driving me nuts trying to think of how to make this one a Tonto joke, but it's so convoluted. It's beautiful. And it just came to me as we're doing this in the energy of Tonto jokes. I'm going to take a brief. If you want to fill up your soda or whatever you got there, Tom, or what have you, mm-hmm. We're going to take a short break here. You're listening to Savino Cotolo Chronicles right here on SRN Live, and it will be available on Juice Talk and everywhere else and on the other stations. Go to CotoloChronicles.blogspot.com to find out where you can hear it, download it, get it, enjoy it, listen to it again. But I'm going to do these two brief pieces. If you got to go run to the bathroom, go there now. And we'll do the second hour of the show. So we're just going to be quiet while we run these things and then be right back, okay? Here we go.
Juiced Talk Radio. It's juicy. JuicedTalk.com. Hear Frank Cotolo's Cotolo Chronicles.
Imagine if there were companies that made cookies and they only got together to make, like, what, a certain amount of cookies for a certain amount of time, okay?
Transistor by Velvet Steel.
You know, you've got short nipples, you've got long nipples that stick up from the body, you've got big areolas, you've got small areolas, you've got different colors, you've got hair growing off them, you've got everything going on, you've got veiny nipples, you've got all kinds of different things. But for some people, they have really small nipples.
And the Fabulous D Show by me, the artist D.
You bring this out in me.
I know. And that's why this is so unique, because you could do a million of your own shows. But
and I would never do this talk. There, no.
Exactly. You'd never start saying, who did they suck off to get that?
All at Juiced Talk, archived for your listening pleasure. JuicedTalk.com.
Hi, this is the Jigman Freud, yes.
How are you?
Better known as Jiggy Jaguar.
That's a fact. That's a fact.
And I'm a good clotter.
Reminding everyone within earshot.
Lots of disposable income.
That Frank Cotolo's new book, Molotov Memoirs, is now available at blurb.com.
I'm going to write that down.
I know there is not one of you out there that ever trusts a word I say.
I'm George W. Bush.
But this time I mean it when I tell you.
This is probably good.
That you will not be sorry.
Everybody loves you and so do I.
I love you.
You're not going to be sorry when you buy and read Molotov Memoirs by Frank Cotolo.
It's not about me.
A copy or two or more. You may regret knowing me, so go to blurb.com and buy.
I'm Frank Cotolo. This is probably good.
But you will never regret buying Molotov Memoirs. So go to blurb.com and buy.
Well, I talked to Condi and asked her to call Andy.
Amcast Radio ate my balls.
I loved it. Everybody loves you and so do I.
You're right.
In a world where reading is dying out, a new champion emerges. Wacky Escapades. Parallel Universes.
Hello, everyone. This is me, Frank Cotolo.
There's never a dull moment as Frank weaves the tale of a writer making you laugh, chuckle, and learn a bit about life. Pick up License to Scale by Frank Cotolo, now on Amazon for your Kindle.
Just trying to sell some books there, that's all. And don't forget about Juice Talk. I keep saying Juice Talk Radio. It's not Juice Talk Radio. I want to say one more thing, because we don't have a spot, recorded spot for this. Fourculture.com. Fourculture, F-O-U-R, culture.com. The new issue is out. I think I must have sent you, Tom, a couple of links to Four Culture magazine.
Oh, is that you did one article that was really good on the Dada thing?
Yeah, there's a bunch. I've written in every issue. The seventh issue is out right now, and this is a great. You can read it on your It's a digital magazine. There's no paper at all. I mean, you can't get it in print or hard copy anywhere. But it's beautifully designed. It's there, and I'm fortunate enough to be in every issue. And this issue, you can read about the somnambulist mathematicians, which and then you can go back and read all the other issues. I guarantee, if you enjoyed Molotov Memoirs, if you enjoy my Tumblr, which is 3 years old today, thank you very much. Happy birthday to you! If you enjoy any of that junk that I pass off as literature, then you will certainly enjoy For Culture. It's edge, cutting edge stuff. ForCulture.com. And now we're back here, Cthulhu Chronicles with Tom Spino, Savino Cthulhu, and Tom in this great year of 2013 is back with us at least once a month here now after our great reunion.
And yes. We're really enjoying it.
I've had so many accolades. I won't tell you about the people who told us to go screw ourselves. I'll just tell you about the accolades. But a couple of weeks ago at a memorial dinner for Rick Busby, who passed away. He's the guy who does that commercial of mine for License to Skill and was the head of Ronet and one of the heads of Ronet and Final Frontier Radio, also carrying our show. We were at a memorial dinner, and some of the people there were who listened to all these things and are fans of mine and this show said they really, really enjoy the Savino Cthulhu Chronicles. So
that's great to hear.
They really get fun, and it's fun because it sounds like you're sitting here with us, like Ray is doing right now, because it's summertime, and he doesn't have to be asleep by now. He's going into high school, and that's when you pretty much start staying up super late. Well, I'm a bad influence on this kid in terms of staying up late, you know.
Yeah,
I'm a night. Right. I'm a night guy. But anyway, Tom Savino, for the season. Nathan Hale. I just said that. I have one, but why don't you start off again? For those of you just tuning in, and I have no idea why you would tune in the second hour and not go, but it makes no sense whatsoever. Here we are doing Tonto jokes, and Tonto's the character, you know, and if you have any other, after the show, if you have any questions or anything like that, fcatolo@yahoo.com or get me over at my Facebook page, I'll make you a friend or whatever. We discuss stuff. And we'll tell you how to get this going if you have any questions. I can't imagine. Could you imagine having any more questions about this?
I suppose if you were really into word games and things like that, you might have. Might.
Okay. If you find a name, and this is incredibly clever, you can all be joke writers. And we did a whole show about writing jokes. But we didn't even touch the Tonto joke because it deserved its own platform. And here we are, 2 hours of Tonto joke.
All right.
And Tom, I'm going to tell you another Tonto joke. See if you can figure it out and then work on your own. Go ahead.
Tonto.
Tonto, answer the phone.
Whose phone is that?
Tonto call. Okay. Tonto.
Tonto. At the mafia party at Roy Rogers' house.
We all read about that, of course.
This is only half the question.
Okay,
so
go ahead.
Tonto, at the mafia party at Roy Rogers' house, what did you witness the Godfather doing to Roy's wife when they got out of the hot tub?
Okay, we know Roy's wife, so we have the first word. See, you don't know. See, Tom, believe it or not, Ray does not know. I mean, he barely could identify Roy Rogers, so he doesn't know.
The only way.
It's him. But it's not her, though. It's just her first name?
Yes. So, Tonto, at the mafia party.
The mafia party?
At Roy Rogers' house.
Okay.
What did you witness the Godfather doing to Roy's wife when they got out of the hot tub?
It's not Chippendale, something Dale. Dale is the end, then. Dale is at the end.
Yes.
Dale is at the end. Wink. Mm-hmm. Martin Dale. No, it's not Wink Martindale, is it?
Oh, that's good. That could have been another one. Yeah. I didn't think of Wink Martindale.
No, I don't think anybody knows. Does anybody know? You know Wink Martindale? Nobody knows.
I know Roy Rogers because he has a drink named after him.
Wow. He also had a fast food play, but you, they, those yeah. are all gone. Okay. Something Dale. Something Dale. Chip and Dale. Now I try to think. The Mafia, the Godfather says. What right. did the Godfather say?
Godfather, Mafia party at Roy Rogers' house. As, what does the Godfather do?
Do.
With Roy, to, what is he doing to Roy's wife when he, they get out of the hot tub?
What is he doing to Roy's wife out of the hot tub? You're
Wettendale, wing.
I'm close, but we're going to let you go.
Close
go.
Don Drysdale.
I want to tell you something, Tom. Somebody yes. on Skype knew that.
Yes?
Yes, and just Skyped me. And I went, what is this? And there,
oh, cool.
John, Don Drysdale. Don being the, very good. And that's, you know what?
So it was an interactive show, so to audiences.
We do, yes. Wow, that was excellent. Now, that, well, of course.
You'd have to know.
No, that it was Dr. Waldar. It was Dr. Waldar. I mean, he's like one of the smartest men in the world anyway. And so he figured that out. Wow,
okay.
That's pretty good. That's good, isn't it? Wasn't that
right, Kimosabe?
Yeah.
Yes.
Tommy, he knew it. He knew it.
Well, there's just one more thing to be done.
Okay, and that's to tell another Tonto joke. Now, I want to construct this one. I think this is the ultimate, one of the ultimates, or how I feel. Oh no! Why don't you do yours first, Ray? Because I'm, I'm still constructing my own one here. Ray has one, and he has written his first. Because your other one, I don't think counted. That was just I just got another. Let's see what this. Whoops! Oh wait, what happened? Hold on. I just want to see. I got another message here. Perhaps. Where are the messages on this thing? I don't even know. I don't even know how to find it. It doesn't pop out. okay, Tom. Go ahead, Ray.
All right. What does Tonto say when he talks about stealing money from his girlfriend?
What does Tonto say when he talks about stealing money from his girlfriend? What is it, Tonto?
Robert De Niro.
Okay, now here's a good point. I'm glad you brought that up. Rob her, because he's trying to get Robert, that's okay. Okay, all right? And funny you should say that, because of the name I had, and the problem I had with the one I had. But wait a second, here's what you should have said. This makes it even more better clues. Mm-hmm. I know Tom is going to agree with me, but except maybe you don't know this. What did Tonto say should be done to steal his Spanish girlfriend's money? Spanish, because dinero is money in Spanish, so you would have gotten Denny. Rob her dinero. He's telling his, so that
Rob
he knows.
Rob her dinero.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
Ray, I had the same problem with I was trying to do a De Niro one, and I couldn't think of Robert. You know, what am I going to do for Robert? That's good. So you got that one.
And I got one.
That you got Rob her De Niro. That's good.
He got Rob her. But here, this was the one last night. I could not. I had a name.
All right.
I went, how do you do this? And it just came to me. But I'm going to have to construct it now. Okay, so you ready for this one? Okay, let's construct it together now. Here's a Tonto joke
with
a name. Okay?
Uh-huh.
How, in what direction, that is not up, did Tonto say that the son of Mr. E should steal a particular item? In what direction that is not up did Tonto say the son of Mr. E should Steel. You know it?
Clint Eastwood.
No, Clint Eastwood. Where do you get Clint, though? There's no Clint.
Well, I thought of East because you were talking about directions.
And I said not up.
Is there Sunny East something?
Isn't up. No, East isn't up. But where would you get Clint? There's no Clint hint. Clint hint. There's no Clint. There's no hint about Clint. Now think it again. All right. What did Tonto say? In what direction that is not up? How about make it easier? In what direction that is the opposite of up? Did Tonto say command? Did Tonto command the stealing of an object by the son of Mr. E?
Was that like the guy started the E network?
Downey. Robert Downey.
You.
Junior?
Yes, but it's like this.
Robert.
No, it's this. Robert Downey Junior.
Okay,
that is the perfect. I think that's pretty perfect because he's like, yes, he's got a whole sentence. Robert Downey Junior. Because he'd be Downey.
Okay, listen, I got a Robert one. But I couldn't do a Robert one because, okay, well, here.
We know it's Robert now, but go ahead.
Okay. Tonto, kids are too materialistic today.
it comes with
it.
I love this.
He's addressing Tonto.
Wait a second.
Tonto, kids are too materialistic today. They no longer enjoy dunking for apples. How can we get them interested in that party game today?
Okay, the game is dunking is dunking for apples? Is that
But you know what? You gave me a clue that I should have put in this one, and it had to do with Spanish kids. It should be Spanish kids.
It should be Spanish kids.
Yeah. How can we get these Spanish kids in this party game today?
Who else?
Not interested in dunking for apples anymore, you know.
It's not dunking for apples. It's not dunking.
I think.
Well, wait a second. Bobbing.
Bob De Niro.
That's how you got Bob De Niro. Bobbing for apples.
I couldn't think of a Robert. You guys thought of Robert.
Robert. Last night I'm walking up and down. I'm going. People are talking to me, and I'm like not even paying attention. I'm Robert. How do you get Robert? Robert. And I got Rob It. And I had Robert Downey Jr. on my mind. So, Robert. So you can see how abstract. You don't have to be, but you know, you can't, you can, you, what do, what does robbing it down mean, you know? It does, but you could be, as long as you construct the question so that there's a, Tonto will say exactly what it is and will come out to be a name. So that.
Can I do one?
Yeah, go.
And here's this is an elaborate one. So, Tonto, few people know that Hemingway auditioned as an alien antagonist. he auditioned as an alien antagonist in the original screenplay, the original episode of Star Trek. There were many who auditioned. What number screen test was Hemingway?
Is he on a quiz show now, Tarzan? Tarzan, I keep saying Tarzan. He's another jerk. Tarzan jokes for another one. He's asking Tonto.
Few people know that Hemingway auditioned as an alien antagonist in the original episode of Star Trek, pilot episode. There were many who auditioned. What number screen test was Hemingway?
What number? So there's a number involved. Screenplay? So
screen
there must
test.
Have been screen test. Okay, there's a number of screen tests. The guy's name has a number. Star Trek must be some. There's something about.
Yes, there's got to be something about.
There's got to be something about Star Trek. So it's
and I
get
the alien antagonist. So alien, you know Star Trek.
Alien and wait a second. Who were the alien antagonists? They were the Klingons. I just heard a thing. Let's see. Maybe Dr. Waldo had this. Where does that show up? Five. Oops. Where does it show up, these things that people are sending in?
People are sending in things?
Hold on. Here. Wait. really?
Somebody got it?
Kudos to Tom. He puts Tonto right there in the room with him. That's good. Oh. Is this... Wait, this doesn't happen to be... Ernest Borgnine?
Yes.
He got it. Ernest Hemingway, of course. Oh. Ernest Borgnine. Very good, Dr. Woldar is a whiz at Tonto jokes. I wonder.
Okay.
I wonder, Doc, if. I don't know. I don't think we can do. We can. I wonder if. I don't remember him saying he knew Tonto jokes before. Perhaps he did. He's one of the rare people. He's in our generation. One of the rare listeners of this show. That's in our generation. Let's go there. Very good, Dr. Woldar. But, you know, this is also a guy who can tell you the velocity of a ping pong ball if you're playing on a table in the back of a moving train. I swear to God, that's exactly
what happened. It took me forever to understand that. I completely forgot it all.
Yeah, that's an amazing piece of stuff. He teaches all sorts of physics and stuff. You should, you should come on with Dr. Woldar someday. We'll talk about, you probably like a lot of that stuff. I love space. I love talking about.
What is he a doctor of?
Infinity. He's a professor of something. He's a mathematician. He's a physiologist. He's a psycho. I don't mean that. I'm the psycho. He'll tell us if I. You know, I don't even know. Yeah, he's a professor of mathematics,
psychology,
super calculus, fragilistic, expialidocious, something. He'll tell us, Dr. Woldar. We'll be on again. We have a bunch of doctors who are on here and there. And it's amazing how they tolerate me. Yeah. But okay, another Tonto joke. Since Tom, you are so prepared, go ahead.
Tonto, what did Barney Fife do in anger with his ant collection?
Okay, that's the question. I don't know how many people know the fictional character Barney Fife. Do you, Ray?
Yeah, see, we're showing our age here, for sure.
Barney Fife was the character on the Andy Griffith Show.
The actor, you know, who played Barney Fife.
What should he do with his ant collection?
What did the actor who played Barney Fife do in anger with his ant collection?
So if you're not saying his name, then his name is part of it? Because why don't you just say his name?
No, I said the actor.
Well, why, you can't say the actor's name? Because
part of the answer.
Hold on, let's see if, I'm telling you, if this was a $64,000 question.
We'll see if Dr.
Yeah, let's see if Dr. Woldar got, where is it now? Where?
What did the actor plays Barney Fife do in anger with his ant collection?
Knott's Berry Farm.
Very good. Oh, man, this
guy, you see?
Oh, my God.
Dr. Woldar, if this were...
This guy could be a... genuine Tonto writer.
You are... that is...
Genuine Tonto joke, yeah.
Well, I don't know. I don't know. We should ask him... We don't know if Dr. Woldar can... I mean, I'm sure he can. I mean, it's stupid. Can he write one?
If he figured them out like this, I'm sure he could write them, yeah.
Because he... You know,
probably has better things to do.
Well, he's listening. He's learning more now. He's getting them. I mean, you know, that is a fascinating thing. I've never, you know, usually, and you know this as well as I do, Tom, that in the old, do it like, Robert. Yeah. Yeah. Down, E. Junior. You wanted to do it.
Why did you end it like a question?
No, it wasn't a question. Robert Down, E. Junior.
No, because the first thing you said, Robert Down, E. Junior.
Well, I want to get the pieces of the elements
Rob
in there.
It down. That's
Robert
cool, yeah.
Down, E. Junior. Because I should have said that Mr. E, whose son had the same name. You could get so detailed. And that's what's great about it, no?
Yeah.
Oh, Dr. Woldar has another. Let's see if Dr. Woldar said. He just went, listen to this. Listen to what he did. He just wrote to me, U-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M. He's doing his own. So, you know, so if you're doing your, you know, L-M-A-O and stuff, we've made a new chat.
Yeah.
Chat.
Oh, listen. I have one here where the person talking to Tonto, which would be me, I guess, is actually
ask is answering a question from Tonto or asking for clarification. So this is a little different structure.
Okay, go ahead.
Tonto, you asked me to commit a crime against an adult male, but I can't remember. Was it murder? Kidnapping?
Wait, what?
Tonto, asked me to commit a crime against an adult male, but I can't remember. Or kidnapping? Tonto. Oh, I'm sorry. Was it murder or kidnapping?
Was it murder or kidnapping?
You asked me to commit a crime.
You asked me to commit a crime against an adult male. And it's a name. Wow, this. Yeah,
but I can't remember. Was it murder or kidnapping?
And he's supposed to say what? Well, I mean, his answer is not murder or kidnapping. Oh, I think if he's got this one too, I'm gonna go. Dull the Wolf Dog got this one? No. Who has this one? Who's online here now?
Anybody?
Well, I can't. I can't do a. Oh, I'm just asking. I can't do a con. What is it called? Con scroll. God, I'm thinking. You know, what's funny is I'm thinking in names because he's got a video thing going, so I can't do. Okay, wait. Go ahead, Tom, because no one has said anything about this one.
You, Jackman.
Oh, very good, you Jackman. Wow, you. That are actually words that can mean something else. Okay, that makes me want to do this one. Do another one while I'm thinking through this one. Go ahead.
Okay, it's a crazy one, right?
No, like the other serious ones, Tom, right?
You want a serious one?
No, it's not. This is a crazy one. It's not like the serious ones.
Okay. What was it that, Tonto, what was it that the famous pitcher Nolan saw when he went surfing? What was it that the famous pitcher Nolan saw when he went surfing?
Okay, well, we know it's Nolan Ryan. Ray doesn't know that one.
Mm-hmm.
Ryan. Oh, Neil. No, he wouldn't know Neil. Ryan. Is it Ryan? Is the first one?
It is Ryan.
Ryan. What did he see? But there's no clue to what he saw. Is there surfing is the key? Ryan Wave?
Yes, surfing is the
Ryan,
key.
Ryan Wave? I mean, Ryan. What? Ryan? Wow. Are you sure now there's not... that couldn't be a little bit more specific so that it...
No. But I was trying to do one with, all the people I'm doing are so old, but this is a real contemporary celebrity.
Oh, Ryan. So maybe I don't know his name. Who are the Ryan Reynolds? No, it's not Reynolds. Why would you see a Reynolds surfing? Who are Ryan Gosling? No, I didn't even know who is Ryan Gosling.
I could have done one for him. I didn't think of him.
Ryan. Who are the Ryans? Are they Ryans? Oh, wait a second. Somebody may have an answer here.
Coming in?
Yes. Oh, no, it's Ryan. Ryan Seacrest.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Is that Dr.
Ryan Seacrest? That was Dr. Waldorf, and he's batting
here. Batting 1,000 there,
Now here's the difference between you and I, Tom, in terms of in our presentation. I try to get so incredibly detailed.
Mm-hmm.
You have, like I said, look what you've done. You've made an analog joke into a digital, smooth, digital, beautiful, and it's
It's all my tweeting experience. A lot in tweet.
That 140 character thing, huh?
Yeah.
I remember when the answer of one that was, it went on forever. I think you'll remember the answer to this one. And all of the people don't even know who Lucille Ball.
Oh, yeah.
Who is Lucille Ball? Do you know who Lucille Ball? Oh, Ray knows. Okay, so there are a lot of old TV people know.
Yeah.
But to be able to construct the question.
Yeah.
That that allowed Tonto to talk about a promiscuous seal and how she copulated it to me. Loose seal ball. That was so convoluted. Do you remember? That's what.
Yes,
it really. Yeah. Those are the ones I really love. They're so you could take an entire different. Ryan Seacrest is okay, but it also brings in the character Ryan.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Yeah, but using like go ahead, give us another one.
Another?
Yeah.
Tonto, what unsightly abnormality did the mortician order his helpers to cover with a funeral shroud at the viewing?
He cracked up. This is good. It's getting more complicated. Start it again.
What unsightly abnormality did the mortician order his helpers to cover with a funeral shroud at the viewing of the dead foot?
The dead what?
The dead foot.
Okay, so here we have it. Here we have a wake.
Right.
Awake and for a foot, just a foot.
Imagine this image. We're getting as surreal. Yes. It's getting to be Dada, actually. You know.
There's a wake for a foot. Not anyone connected to it. Just one foot. Friends of the foot.
Right.
Friends of the foot can witness the viewing from 2 to 4 in the afternoon. The what? A dead foot. Yeah. Which in itself is Indian. Maybe Tonto, you know, lived in Deadfoot one. He lived in Deadfoot. Maybe that was the name of his son because they named it after people. If Tonto went in there, he might have seen a dead foot and named it because it's the first thing they see. They name their kids. Okay, forget it.
Yeah. All right.
There's a wake for a dead foot, and there's an unsightly abnormality on the foot. But
right.
You want to know what covered it?
Yeah, he asked his helpers to cover it with a funeral shroud.
A funeral shroud, which
yes.
You got at the funeral shroud store. A funeral shroud,
mm-hmm.
The foot.
Now, one would have to know that one of the meanings of this word is funeral shroud, because a lot of people don't know that.
You're really getting into a level of this is a high level. This is like college Tonto joke. It's a college Tonto joke.
Upper level.
It's higher education Tonto joke. I'm gonna pass. I don't know Tonto what.
Paul Bunyan.
I knew it.
Oh,
I was thinking Paul Bunyan, but
Paul
then he's talking about a funeral
Bunyan,
shroud. So
Paul
I got confused.
Bunyan. The Bunyan is the abnormality.
Yeah.
Paul
but
is.
But you see, you'd have to know that Paul is one of the meanings of Paul is a.
You having an earthquake?
A funeral shroud.
Are you having an earthquake?
We're here?
Yeah. Oh, I just heard a rumbling there.
Oh, yeah? It was. Maybe my air conditioning.
Oh, okay. Right.
Paul Bunyan.
It's a very sensitive microphone.
Isn't that horrible when you know something? You know it.
Yeah, it's hard because you don't know what funeral shroud means, Paul. Because if you forgot that and you were talking about Paul McCartney went to the viewing, then it's easy from there.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Paul Bunyan.
I think I got one.
Using Paul as a verb.
Oh,
because what you said, what would you tell him to do? Paul the Bunyan? No, go ahead. Wait, forget it. Anyway, here's Tom.
Well,
that's Tom.
To cover with a, actually, to cover with a funeral shroud is to Paul.
To Paul. Okay, so it is. Okay, it is
it
to
is
Paul. Here's
good point. That's a good point.
He's going to show us now that he's learned more.
I think I've got one. All right. Tonto, what do you tell the astronaut to do when he has a mallet and he's passing a star?
What do you tell the astronaut
to do
when he has a mallet and he's passing a star?
How about we make it a little easier?
I'll make it more complicated. But you want to give it complicated so that it has more detail.
All right. Okay. Tonto, what do you tell the astronaut to do when he has a mallet passing a star in the shape of a bell?
Now, the star is in the shape of a bell?
Yes, the star is in the shape of a bell.
And the name is what he tells him to do with a mallet. It's got to be a mallet.
Yeah.
Isn't that something? He didn't say...
Ringo Starr.
Yes.
Okay. Now, you used mallet. That threw me off because I was thinking like he must...
Well,
mallet.
Yeah, that's what a mallet is. Yeah. Mallet is that thing you bang in. For whom the bell tolls.
He's a mallet for that?
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't think that as a mallet. But, well, as I said...
We got a couple of Beatle things going here, so...
go ahead.
I got one. Tonto, what feature of the Beatles did Yoko Ono wish the group would reduce?
Reduce...
What feature of the Beatles did Yoko Ono wish the group would reduce?
It's not a Beatle name. You're saying the answer is not a Beatle. He didn't answer in a Beatle name. It's a Beatle subject.
I don't know.
Wow, Harry, George.
You know, maybe not have structured this the right. Where's the doctor? Can you get this one? What feature of the Beatles did Yoko Ono wish the group would reduce? It should be more like, Tonto, what advice did Yoko Ono say, something like that? You know, what feature of the Beatles did Yoko Ono wish the group would reduce?
And yet you're using Yoko Ono for some reason, too.
Yes, I am.
Yoko. There's a feature of the Beatles. Yoko is...
Yeah, you know, it's probably not structured the best.
I'm not getting enough clues.
I'm just going to give you the answer here. Okay. But I'll have to rework this one.
Okay.
Les Paul.
Yes. Good name. Good response. But yeah, that would be. You could have actually said Yoko. You could say Yoko. You could have said anyone.
Oh, here's Waldar.
You think Waldar have another one here? He has Les Paul. He got it.
Yes.
He
did.
There's no delay, but I'm sure. I trust him now because he had those other ones. We didn't have them.
Very good.
There used to be a delay on this, but there's no delay anymore because we're high tech. We're super high tech now. Okay.
Oh.
What?
That's the last show you had a delay?
No. Oh, we haven't had a delay in a year. More. So you could have used, and we're discussing how you could change these things, or how you could do these things more. I was actually going to say more better. Believe that. Now you could do these things better.
Refine them.
Construct them.
Don't frack them.
And do them really. You could have said. You didn't have to use Yoko. Could have actually said which Beatle. Now, let me really give it right away. That way, you know right away. A Beatles name is involved in it. There's a clue.
Yeah.
Which
Beatles?
Because,
Beatle? You know, I said feature, which is...
Yeah, I didn't get that.
It could throw people off.
Feature. Which feature? So he was one of the features. But you would have to say, which feature? If features were... You would say, if... This is how I make it more complicated, but more...
Yeah.
If features were each of the four Beatles, which feature?
Funny.
Yeah, that's
with Yoko... Suggest be reduced.
Right, that's it. Or which feature did Yoko say should not be there as much in the mix?
Yeah.
And I'm for making it a lot more detailed, and it's funnier that way, too. What?
I got one. I got another one. All right.
Okay, go ahead.
Tonto, what do you call a cat chasing a mouse on a boat to the Bahamas?
Oh, this sounds good. What do you call a cat?
Chasing a mouse?
Chasing a mouse.
To the Bahamas.
On a boat to the Bahamas. What do you call a cat? You know, Tom doesn't even think about it. He knows them. He knows them. Think about that. Think about the absurdity of this. We're trying to guess what Tonto's going to say. Tonto knows.
There's a cat.
Cat going to Bahamas. You know, he knows it right off. He's just going to tell you right away. You know, we're pausing because we want to know what he would say, but he knows it. Cat chase. Oh, wait a second. We might have an answer from the doctor?
Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise. Is that good then? Is that a good one?
That was exactly what.
What did Tonto say?
What did Tom?
A cat. Tom Cat. Is that why? A cat.
I was thinking Tom and Jerry.
Oh yeah. Well, you didn't. What you're thinking? You can't be thinking.
I didn't want to specify the mouse as Jerry.
You said what kind of male cat? I mean, what did Tonto call a male cat, which would be a tomcat, right?
Yeah.
What would you say? That's how you get it. You got to really get down to the exact thing. It's just like I said, Mr. E's son. His name is Mr. E. So we're gonna call him.
I wrote a Tom Cruise one.
Go ahead.
So I liked Ray's better though. But Tonto, what was the name of the luxury liner you took with Seaver, Hanks, and Selleck?
Oh, okay.
That's I like Ray's better than that.
Yeah, that was definitely a good one. You're umming. We're umming here on Cotolo Chronicles with Tom Savino and me, and Ray Cotolo is here.
That's right, Kimosabe.
and then Tonto himself.
Now immortal.
He's been immortal, and I hope that I wish somehow we could get this to Johnny Depp. Like he gives a rat's claw right now. Probably done about four more films since that came out. But Tonto, jokes is what we're doing, and if any of our Native American friends is taking this. As an insult, please don't. It's
yes, please don't. We're doing this in the best spirit of fun, and
I think it's okay
making fun of you.
No, and it has to be okay because that's why it was great to do this now when the movie came out, because he's doing that character.
Yeah,
even though they've smartened him up, but even in the TV show as we played, he was smart. He gave the Lone Ranger his name. He told them what to do. In fact, the great thing I liked about that one too is in that Tonto says, "Here's a gun to kill." And of course they had to do that, because the Indian, right? It was the Indian wants to kill. And then of course Clayton Moore goes, "No, Tonto, I will shoot to wound. Shoot to wound." He's wound. It's not hard enough.
I
can shoot to wound. So I get, maybe because he knew he wasn't a good shot, and he can only go ahead.
I got another one. Tonto, what do you call the act of carrying a slim rod of beef jerky?
What's called
the act of carrying a slim rod of beef jerky?
And I realize I worded it incorrectly because I actually used part of the name in it.
Beef?
No.
Jerky?
No.
Oh, carry. It's carry. Carry.
Carry. Carry.
Jim Carrey. Because it's a slim rod of beef, and that's
Slim Jim.
Oh, Slim Jim.
Well, that was
okay.
That was out there.
What did Tonto say? This one just came out. What did Tonto say? Where did Tonto say you could find I gotta think of it. I gotta think of find. I'm lost. I know. Where did Tonto say you could find Mr. Oh, we'll use Mr. Grant. Where did Tonto say you could find Mr. Grant when Mr. Grant was injured with the lumberjacks?
with the lumberjacks
while they were working in the forest. Where did Tonto say you could find Mr. Grant while he was injured, when he was with the lumberjacks in the forest? Is this even a name? Sure it is.
What?
Carrie Underwood.
Oh, Carrie Underwood.
That is a Carrie Underwood.
I didn't get it. I got a Carrie Underwood one.
You're kidding. I don't even remember her.
No.
I just thought of it. Okay.
Tonto, if you didn't want someone to see the bottle of booze and the bottle of booze you hid while you were tending the fire, what would you do?
Carrie Underwood. Carrie Underwood.
Carrie Underwood.
this is great. I just thought of another abstract angle of this whole thing, okay?
I'm sorry, you want to crack me up.
Go ahead, go do it. No, do it, do it, do it.
You just do it?
Yeah.
Okay. Tonto, what makes foreign alphabets so confusing sometimes? What makes foreign alphabets so confusing sometimes, Tonto?
What makes foreign alphabets? I can't get David into that, but no. It's so hilarious, and that is that I know he's going to have to do it, but it led me to think of another one.
I know.
That's what happens when you.
This is a contagion of biblical proportions. Okay, what did Tonto say? I forgot the question now because I lost.
What makes foreign alphabets so confusing sometimes?
You got a foreign alphabet question? All right, let's get Tonto in here. Wait, shouldn't we ask the teacher, the guy who teaches, who knows? He knows 7 languages. Forget about him. You know, the foreign alphabet question? We got Tonto in here. I want Tonto in here right now. Tonto, I want you in my office right now. Go ahead. What?
Jay-Z.
Jay-Z. He didn't get that one.
You go first.
I have it. Oh, look.
All right. Tonto. What do you call a magician in a field of metals used for crafting tools?
Whoa. What do you call a magician who is in a field?
In a field of metal used for crafting tools and wires.
So there are fields of tools.
This is another thing. We have to create these scenarios with these places.
There is a place. There are fields. Hey, don't drive. Don't get off this road or you're going to run right into a field that has metals. You're creating. There's no sign there. We keep telling them, put up a sign. But no. Why, a field with metals used to craft
tools and wires.
God, what?
David Copperfield.
David. You don't get David, though.
You get the
cop. No, you got to get every single thing. For instance, I mean, just make this one up right now. We're 10 minutes from hitting the theme, okay? Here it is. Who did Tonto say was the guy? Who did Tonto say was the guy? The guy. Who did Tonto say was the guy whose name was like the, who was named after? Who did Tonto say was the guy who was named after the famous Greek statue?
Oh, okay.
Who did Tonto say was the guy who, the guy named after the famous Greek statue who delivered the written forms of communication that went through the mail? Dr. Waldar, are you still listening?
I think of when you say Greek statue is Aristotle.
It's not. Do you know? Was that a good clue? The Greek famous David. Greek statue? Yes. Yeah. David. Who delivers the guy whose name?
Wait, he delivers the guy who delivers the mail?
No. He's too confused. What about who delivers the written forms of communication?
David Letterman.
David Letterman. Oh, see, you got this David one. You got Letterman.
I have a David Letterman one.
Wow. Some of these names are just made for it. Go ahead.
Tonto,
Well, of course, we know it's David Letterman, but which would you recommend for children learning from videos? Nightly comedy shows or morning alphabet shows?
Where was David in that one, though?
I mean, listen, which children learning from videos, nightly comedy shows or morning alphabet shows? David Letterman.
David! He had David! Oh, he got Dr. Waldo. I did get David. David Letterman. I wonder why he would have maybe it just takes him take Skype that long to send the thing, because there is no delay anymore.
I think I got one this time, and this one's going to be the phrasing I'm using for this might actually throw some people off. What do you call...
You didn't ask Tonto.
Oh, Tonto? I'm sorry, Tonto. I know you're the only one that can answer this question.
Yes.
Tonto, what do you call the happening of when sprinkles descend onto an object?
The happening of when? Listen to this English. The happening of when? Tom, you want to teach him how to say this? The happening of when? The happening of when?
When
are you? What is the happening of when?
All right, I'll re-say it. Tonto, what do you call the act of sprinkles descending onto an object?
That's good. What do you call the act of sprinkles descending upon any object? It doesn't matter. Okay, so this sprinkles descending.
Drizzle? Snow?
Drizzle. So there's an act, there's a movement there. Flaky?
Descend, not drizzle.
Oh, descend. Falling. Yeah, go ahead.
Jimmy Fallon.
Okay, that Fallon. That's good. That's better. You're getting more abstracted.
Jimmy's,
because they call him Jimmy's.
Yeah.
Jimmy Fallon.
I wonder if
Waldo.
Yeah. I don't know. I think he would have gotten that one, Waldo. I don't know what can fool him anymore. Oh, he has a delay of about 10 to 15 seconds, and I don't know why that exists. But there you go.
Yeah, Tonto, Tonto, we don't know too much about his personal life, but this one is about his
We know he has no family. We do know he has no family.
He has no family, but, what does he do? Like, what does he do?
Well, he's highly paid.
Does he date?
What else does he do? Because we know he's highly paid, because there's only one person to go when you want to know about the fields with the metallic the thing. And what's this? Foreign house alphabets? What are you going to... Got Tonto. Okay, what was this? You don't know about it, but you do know you have a question about that?
Yeah, it's like, if you knew Tonto personally, like a real friend, she'd say, why did you leave your date's house so fast when you finally made it to her bedroom, Tonto?
We knew that he did. We knew that he left her. We knew he was there. So, that's why you ask him this question.
You know what? No one could ever get this one. There's not enough clues.
No, okay.
It's funny.
You admit it. No. Why don't you try? Come on, we got five more minutes.
Why did you leave your date's house so fast when you finally made it to her bedroom, Tonto? Rachel Ray.
What?
Rachel.
No, you'll never get it. It's not. This is an unusual joke because you can't get it from.
Yeah, we're also learning what are not Tonto jokes.
Yes, this is a not Tonto joke.
In order to get, you've got to get every single clue in. And if you know that the name is going to be said a certain way, as we did with David Letterman, or as in Robert, or you're making it a sentence, Robert Down, E. Jr., if you're going to do it, you have to give a clue for every single one of those things.
You're absolutely right. You know? So that was a good illustration of a not Tonto joke.
Not Tonto joke. There's no way.
Albeit funny, anyway. But
we got
some more.
Yeah, we got four more minutes. Let's do like the end of a fireworks display.
Yeah,
just shoot them out now.
The same image too.
Really,
like,
shoot them out.
Rattle them off.
Here they go.
What physical feature was it, Tonto, about the prolific male porn star that enabled him to perform erect on cue.
What was it about him?
What?
What? Magic Johnson.
Magic Johnson. Go. Next.
Next one?
Yeah, go. Just keep going.
Tonto, I always confuse Abbott and Costello. How can I remember who's who? Louis C.K.
Oh, good. Okay. Go ahead.
What's the bottom feeder looking for food called, Tonto?
The bottom feeder?
Looking for food.
What do you call the bottom feeder looking for food,
What's
Tonto?
A bottom feeder?
A bottom feeder is like... the only way I can think of it is fish and how they eat off the scraps.
Okay,
that's good. You're on a good track.
Okay, what is the bottom feeder?
Catfish Hunter.
Catfish Hunter. Ray doesn't know Catfish Hunter. He was a famous pitcher for the Oakland in baseball.
Why do they call him Catfish Hunter?
Well, because when they found him, he wasn't a baseball player. He was.
Was he living with Tonto hunting for catfish?
He might have lived. Out in the boondocks. Yes, absolutely. That is true. It's a whole other story. He's dead now. Go ahead,
Tonto. The lead.
What was his first? What was his real first name? Do you remember? What was Catfish Hunter's real
name? Catfish Hunter? I don't know his first. I don't know his
first
name.
We'll figure it out. Go ahead. You go. Go ahead.
The lead actor in MASH had a favorite member of the TV Nelson family. Who was it?
Alan. He had a favorite. Member
the lead actor in MASH had a favorite member of the TV Nelson family. Alan. Who was it, Tonto?
Rick.
Yeah. You're getting it.
Ricky Nelson. Ricky Nelson?
Alan Rickman.
Alan Rickman. I know. That's a tough one. Okay. Go ahead. You still got time.
You almost had it there.
Yeah. I can get the Alan right there. Go ahead.
In what hole did the proprietor of the stationery store tell his workers to discard rusty old brass baskets?
I stop it. That's when it starts to get nuts for me. Do it again, please. I'm sorry. I'll stop laughing.
Tonto, in what hole did the proprietor of the stationery store tell his workers to discard rusty old brass fasteners?
What?
Brad Pitt.
Brad Pitt in the Brad. Okay. And?
What did the army call the priest who was always strung out on cocaine, Tonto?
What?
Charlie Chaplin.
Charlie Chaplin. Wow, I'm telling you. You could Tonto joke all the... You could Tonto joke all night. Hey, look at that. Huh? Tom Savino, again, send in your Tonto jokes, and if you want to tweet them at TJ Savino at Twitter and at Frank Catolo, you can tweet them, and maybe we could start a whole Tonto joke hashtag thing or whatever, right? A trend. See if we can get Tonto jokes trending. Tom will be back again in August. Maybe we'll have a Tom Savino, a TJ Savino birthday show somewhere on that. Huh? How's that?
That sounds great.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Thanks again, Tom.
You're welcome.
Tons of fun. TJ Savino, applause, please. And there it is. That's who we have left here. Well, we'll see you. We'll see you next time. Hey, what? We're going. We'll be back again. Go to the website. Go everywhere.
Let's say the last line together. Okay.
Okay, hold on. Yeah, okay, we're not ready. I gotta say goodnight to Mrs. Ernstwhile. Goodnight, Mrs. Ernstwhile, wherever you are. Why are we leaving now?
Because I have nothing more to say.